Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Heck moves to second. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pafko. York reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is walked intentionally. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball four. Cullenbine scores. York moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards short. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hughes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Richards is walked intentionally. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Richards moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a line drive into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-1 in the game. Livingston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes bunts towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Trucks covering. Safe. Livingston moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Livingston moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a line drive to center field. Kramer throws towards the plate. Richards fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Richards. Livingston scores. Hughes scores. Passo moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Passo scores. Hack scores. Lowry moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. George Caster now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. York strikes out. There goes Cullenbein. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer pinch hits for Paul Richards. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullen Bine moves to third. John McHale pinch hits for George Caster. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Tigers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Livingston hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Livingston reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Livingston scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift throws to second, with Webb covering, and has Hughes trapped. There's the throw to Outlaw, who tags Hughes for the out. One out. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 0-for-2 in the game. Paso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Hostetler moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hostetler trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Greenberg moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Hank Weiss now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. Cullen Bine moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Tigers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Hoover now playing shortstop. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Lowry moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Lowry moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Lowry scores. Cavaretta moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Al Benton now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson moves to third. Livingston moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Hub Walker pinch hits for Al Benton. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Swift moves to third. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Swift scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Mayo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Walker scores. Hoover moves to third. One out. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ray Prim now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoover scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Cubs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 7, Cubs, 7. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Borowy now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes has Outlaw trapped. There's the throw to Livingston and over to Hack, who tags Outlaw for the out. Swift moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Paul Gillespie pinch hits for Mickey Livingston. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker pinch hits for Roy Hughes. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is walked intentionally. Cy Block pinch runs for Heinz Becker. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dewey Williams now catching. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoover. The throw from Williams and he is out, Morello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Schuster pinch runs for Frank Sicori. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 1 in the game. Borowy strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Hack reaches second base with a double. Schuster goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.